From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Life in most of New Orleans is still far from normal, nearly 2 years after Hurricane Katrina. Some people have been able to rehabilitate or rebuild their homes, but in many New Orleans neighborhoods, very few residents have returned. One reason?
Everything is hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, and then you wait.
That's New Orleans resident Omar Buckner. NPR's David Shaper has this report on how life in the Big Easy has become the big wait.
Omar Buckner says as one of the few people who have returned to his New Orleans 7th Ward neighborhood, he sometimes feels like a pioneer.
We still are the only people on our block. If we walk outside right now, there's nobody that lives on this block but us.
So we do just that, take a walk around his block, looking at the homes of neighbors, which are in various states of repair and disrepair. On some, rehab work is underway. Others are virtually untouched since the levees broke and flooded this area of New Orleans 8 feet deep.
This is Terry's house. Terry is...
Buckner stops at his neighbor Terry's, who, like many New Orleanians, wants to come back, and with his sons did as much fix-up work as they could on their own.
They've done the gutting, and they've even started hanging sheetrock. But at this point, he doesn't have money to pay for electricians or plumbing. The technical stuff, he doesn't have money. So he's in limbo right now while he waits on his road home money.
Road Home is the problem-plagued, state-run and federally funded program that provides homeowners the difference between what insurance covered and what it'll cost to repair a home. But Buckner says that's not all people in New Orleans are waiting for. He says they have to wait for contractors, for city inspectors, for car repairs, for resolution of insurance disputes. Omar Buckner says people in New Orleans wait so long for so much that their concept of time has changed.
We have a different understanding of patience and what it means to wait. Somebody tells you 3 days, look for them next week, you know, easy, look for them next week. And it doesn't matter if it's a contractor, a day laborer, or the feds, or the state, or the local government. Everybody is, we all are forced to wait.
Omar's mother, Vivian Buckner, gives a few examples.
I still don't have a grocery store in my neighborhood. My post office has closed up. I'm still not getting my mail. I get my mail when it's late, overdue. The police station, there's no police station. There's no medical facility. There's no cleaners. There's nothing.
Vivian Buckner says that means long drives and even longer lines when she gets there, even when seeking medical care.
See, I took a friend, Carol. She had an asthma attack, and we had to wait. I mean, and I was really afraid, you know. I just knew she would probably have a heart attack the way, you know, she was breathing and and she was clammy. I mean, but we had to wait.
This retired school teacher says the long, long waits, the last-minute cancellations, the hours spent on hold have changed her formerly genteel demeanor and that of some of her longtime friends, too.
I heard a girlfriend say a curse word the other day, and I have never, Shirley, I have never heard, I met Shirley in 1975, and I never heard her curse.
The Buckners say every month things do get a little bit better. More residents and neighborhood services return. But with so much still to be done, they and others in New Orleans wonder if patience in waiting for significant progress is what they'll run out of next. David Shaper, NPR News.